Okay, we are towards the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We said Berachas HaTorah. We left off with a question, just to give you an answer. We mentioned yesterday, it came up along the way on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that a Kohen is allowed to use the Menachos, the Yotzei's Mitzvah of Matzah, if he gathers enough to be a Kazayas and to you can buy like chametz if you put it all together. So we just left off there. Rabbi Pesach Frank and the Great Kotel asks, "How could this be? I mean, this is out of left field. This is in Hilchos Brachas, but he says you got to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So how can it be that the Yotzei Matzah with Haseba? We know there's a halacha Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. The only people who are allowed to sit down in the Azara are people from Malchus Beis David, Kohanim Aaron from Malchus Beis David. How could they be Yotzei Matzah? They have to do Haseba. They're obviously not doing Haseba in the Beis Hamikdash. So he has a number of approaches." How to answer this question. But the final one is that it says in Shulchan Aruch that also Talmud Lefnei Rabbo Eino Mesev. If you're sitting in front of your Rebbe Muvuk, then you don't do a Seba. It's not covered because the quota of the Rav overrides. So Rav Pesach says what probably is the halach is the same thing here. It's the quota of the Shechina that you don't have to sit, so you don't have to do a Seba in this case. But it's just an important Ha'ara that he points out. Oh. It's kashikashim. So you can't take it out. You can't take it out. He has another idea. Maybe there's a part of the Beis HaMikdash where it's considered kodesh enough to eat the kashikashim, but it's not considered kodesh enough that you won't be able to sit. One of the lishkos have a new yos bachel, psuchos la kodesh. He has another possibility. Okay, and then at the end we spoke about the three levels of the Shulchan Aruch, about the different types, the way bread is bread crushed, or bread soaked, or bread cooked. Those were the three levels that we spoke about yesterday. Okay, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Troknin. So Troknin argues the first is Chayavin Bechala. The Grah takes out this whole line. So he just has the next line. V'chiyasa Rabbeinam Rabbi Yochanan Troknin Beturim Minachala. Troknin, we'll see what that is in a minute, is Pater from Chala, meaning it's not called a halachic dough, so you wouldn't have to take off challah. We're talking about different types of breads, whether they're considered bread or whether they're considered cakes. So that's the discussion now. So troknin is pater b'nachalah, meaning it's called cake, it's not called dough. So my troknin, so what is troknin? Amar Abaya, there are three possibilities, actually one possibility about troknin. Amar Abaya, kuba da'ara. What's kuba da'ara? Rashi explains that in the olden days, the ovens that they used to have used to be connected to the ground. They used to be earthenware, and it was connected to the ground, and you put a fire on the ground. So Rashi explains here that sometimes that you made this cavity, you made this hole in the ground, then you just poured your thick batter into it, and then you baked it in there, and then you took it out. So is that called challah? If you put it in there, so the Gemara says, no, it's pater from challah. That's not called challah. V'yamar Abaya, Teresa patura ben achala. Abaya says, another mixture, Teresa is pater from challah. My Teresa, what's Teresa? Ika da'amri gavil mirtach. Some say it's gavil mirtach. Rashi explains it's some type of loose batter that you just pour on top of the oven. It sounds like a pancake type of batter, where it's much thinner. It's very thin batter. So it's pater from challah, because it's going to be a mizonos. V'ika da'amri nahama tahandika. Bread from Handaka, from Hindu, from India, some other type of bread that they used to make on a spit, something like on a barbecue stick. They put some flour and dough on it, and they baked it on that. Third possibility, what Teresa is, bread that is asui lakutach, that is made for kutach. Kutach is some type of a sourdough mixture that you dafka make, like use stale bread to put into this mush. That the whole discussion in Hilchos Pesachim, whether kutach is chametz or not. But you use this bread that's really not roi l'achila for this mixture. So that's why these three possibilities, whatever Teresa is, but all of these say that it's pater from challah. Teresa pas issues, or that's one of the main reasons, or also possibility of what it's made for, the kavana involved, also has to do with it. Okay, I mentioned yesterday, just about one note, I don't know if I mentioned about the croutons. We should be machmir about the croutons, the bread croutons, in terms of washing. There is a minority opposed to them. Let's say if it's made originally for the croutons, did I mention this yesterday? If it's made originally to make croutons, maybe it never has the status of lechem. But again, it's enough of a suffix that we should not be machnas ourselves in the suffix, which you find a lot in Hilchos Brachos. A lot of times in Hilchos Brachos, the Mishnah Berurah will say, "Lahotzi b'dei suffix, do this," just because it's not always so clear exactly what should be done. Okay, four lines at the bottom. Tani Reb Chiya. Lechem mazir l'kutak p'tur b'nachala. What we just said, a lechem that's made for this like sourdough mixture is p'tur b'nachala. Ay, v'ha tad yechayev b'nachala. We have another brisa that says chayev b'nachala. So is it p'tur or chayev? So hasab, with the tani timer of Yehuda Omer, maisa mochichan aleha. No, it depends how it's made. Like Josh just said, asa'an ka'avin chayavin, kilimudin p'turin. If it's made avin thick, Rashi explains, it's made like rolls. You make them in the shape of rolls. Then it has to, then it's like bread. Then you're chayav, and then you have to take off challah. Kilimude, but if it's made kilimude, Rashi is kinesarim, just like straight pieces, like boards. So then it would be pater because there's no tzuras apas, and therefore you wouldn't have to take off challah. So just continuing a little bit more with this discussion of this type of bread. Amalei Abayeler of Yosef, Hai kuba da'ara, mai mevarchen ilave. This kuba da'ara, getting back to the first case that we spoke about today, that the bread that you make in the cavity in the oven. Masa has suras apas. It's a, what's the difference between matzah and the kilimutin, like a board? I guess maybe something that's supposed to be a roll, but you make it in that shape. Like you make some very thin challah. So that's different than matzah, which is made differently from the beginning. That's what I assume you have to say. Rakikin. The rakikin, very thick, thin rakikin, are not going to have suras apas, even though matzah will, even though they might look similar. This kuba da'ara that you make in the cavity, you pour the batter into this hole in the bottom of the oven. What bracha do you make on it? So Amalei, do you think it's bread? What did I just say before? It's not chayav and challah. Guvla ba'amahu. It's just a kneaded mixture. You make a mizonos on it. So what are you talking about? So that's the bracha you make. Marzutra kavas su'uda se'ilave. Marzutra was kovea su'uda on this type of cake slash bread. Kovea su'uda means he had his ikr su'uda. That was his ikr su'uda. He had it as a meal. Ubirich ilave amotzi lechem b'aretz v'shalosh brachos. Even though, per se, you can make a mizonos on it, but if you're koveya su'uda on it, so then it requires hamotzi and berachas hamazon. This, hopefully, later on in the parak, we'll get to the sugya of pasa baba kisnin. Very, very difficult, and got to make sure over the klalim, what exactly is pasa baba kisnin? The Shulchan Aruch has three opinions, what it is. You have to be machmer for all of them. What exactly it is. And this, the postman's screaming about smorgasbords, because by smorgasbords we eat enough of four meals, and if we have any type of cracker or any type of hard pretzel with our meal, we probably have to wash for that. So it's a pasa baba kisnin. What is pasa baba kisnin? What mizonos turns into hamotzi if you're kaveya suda on it? What mizonos never turns into hamotzi? What if you have four bowls of macaroni? You know, what if you have lots of cookies? So it's a very, to pin down exactly, we gotta work it out. Pizza is a big sugya. How many slices? Or Moshe's Mechalik between one slice, two slices. So we gotta work out the details exactly what to hold. Rabbeinu Yonah already here points out that there's limits, that this type of mixture, so then you could be koveya suda on a turn into hamotzi. But he says rakikin, which some type of wafer, some type of cracker. So he says no matter how many you eat, you're never koveya suda on it, and you'll always make a mizonos. So you gotta know what is pasa baba kisnin and what is not. Okay. Amar Barbar Avashi, just one more line regarding this. And not only that, but if you use this in your kaveya suda on it at the Seder, you could use it for the mitzvah matzah. My taima, lechem oni karina bay. It is called lechem oni, it's called lechem, and it's an oni type of lechem, so therefore it's good enough. Period. End of that sugya. Next. Amar Barbar Avashi, hai duvsha tatamri. Date honey. The ikar here is the honey part of it. But we'll see. Why does it say date honey? We'll see in a minute. Mavarchani lave shahakol niyabidvaro. You make a shahakol on honey. My taima zeya ba'almahu. Why? Because we consider it zeya ba'alma, just liquid that came out. Honey does not have special status. Rashi here explains, this is coming to teach me that only oil and grapes, they're the oil and wine, are the only liquids that have a special bracha in the world. Oil, we said, bari pri eitz, that's what we spent time on, and wine, obviously, bari pri agafen. So the Rav Ashi here is saying, Mabra Rav Ashi is saying, that any other liquid, and the tzlach says, why does it say dvash tamarim? Even though tamar is one of the sheva minim, and you would think it's very chashuv, and therefore a liquid that comes out of a date would be chashuv, says Mabra Rav Ashi, no, even this, even dvash that comes from dates, you say a shahakol is called zeya ba'alma. Kaman ki haitana, like the following opinion in the Mishnah in Trumas, the Tanan, dvash tamarim, honey from dates, v'yayin tapuchim, or wine from apples, maybe that means apple juice, v'chometz svonios, chometz vinegar from svonios, these are bad types of grapes, bad grapes, they don't have the status of grapes, they never could have produced wine. Visharme peros, and any other fruit juice, all of these shell truma. Let's say you drink apple juice truma. Let's say you drink honey truma. So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Karen Bechomish. Usually, I think we mentioned yesterday that if you eat or drink a truma, so then not only do you have to pay back the Kohen, the Karen, the principal, what it was worth, but you also have to pay back an extra fifth, which is 25% in halakhic terms. It's a fifth after you add the fifth. So it's really 25%. So Rabbi Eliezer says here too, if you drink any of these things, you have to pay back Karen Bechomish. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't. Poter. Why? Because these aren't called real halachic foods and drinks that it becomes truma. So you have to pay it back, like you're stealing from the Kohen, but you don't have to pay back the added chomesh, because the chalos kedushas truma doesn't really fall on these things. So you see from Rabbi Yeshua, they're not really called halachic liquids. So just like they're not called halachic liquids regarding truma, they're also called not special halachic liquids regarding a bracha. So you chase shahako, but you wouldn't say a specific bracha. So Tosfos here points out in Tiber Maskel Hai, this is the rule for all liquids. All liquids, you say. So he discusses also what we discussed yesterday, beer. Even though beer has some barley in it, Tosfos says maybe it only has the tam of barley, maybe it's made for that purpose. But either way, even beer, which is made from barley somewhat, is shahakol. Any type of liquid is shahakol. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch points out, maybe he thinks that if you suck out juice directly from a fruit, let's say sometimes kids don't like the pulp from the orange. So you peel the orange, and what do? They put the orange by their mouth, and they go, and then they take out the pulp, and they throw it out. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, for that, you have to make a hayetz, even though they're only drinking. But that's, it never gets a shame mashka, it's never called a liquid. So that's why you would make a hayetz on that, if you're drinking, sucking out directly from the fruit. But in general, other than that, this is the Gemara that says, every single liquid in the world, besides oil and wine, and l'chor, we never drink plain oil, unless the Gemara spoke about that in the medicine, but l'maisa, wine, everything else, we make a, in terms of the brachas hananin, we make a shahakol. We might add other brachas sometimes, atova ametiv and other things, but only shahakol. Next, period. The Shiloh of Tropicana was, because there is the Rashba on this Gemara. The Rashba on this Gemara says that there's a difference, because on the next Daf and Lama test, as from tomorrow, we're going to see that vegetable soup, you're going to make hadama. So we showed him, say, what's the difference between vegetable soup and fruit juice, if there are no pieces? So the Rashba answers, the vegetables are made for the soup, while the apples are made for the apples. That's his chelek. So the poskim say, hey, according to the Rashba, it depends what the ikar kavana is. So if you make oranges specially for that, so then you should say that you would make a ha'etz on that, just like the vegetables. But other poskim, other Rishonim, give different answers to that chelek, and the Mishnah Berurah poskim is like the other Rishonim. But it's Machlokas Rishonim, but it's based on that Rashba on this Gemara. Okay. Amalei Ahumei Rabbanan L'Rava. So Rabbanan asks from Rava, Terima Mahu. What bracha do you say on Terima? So you might say, okay, another one of these Gemaras about the foods and the times of the Gemara. What does Terima have to do with me? We're going to see this is a very important Gemara. What is Terima? Rashi here explains Terima is something that is crushed, but it's not totally smushed. It's not pulverized. So let's say you mash up an apple or an orange, for example, applesauce. I mean, he's talking about a grain type of substance. But when it loses its shame grain, let's say you have a bread that you smush up or a fruit that you smush up, so when does it lose it? So Rashi here says terima means crushed up, but not totally crushed up. The Rambam says terima is totally crushed up, kisoles, like flour. So that's the question. What is terima? One of the rabbis asked Rava. So lo havi adati d'Rava my karmelei. Rava didn't know what he was talking about. Terima? What, I don't know what that means. So Yosef Ravina kamei d'Rava. Ravina happened to be there also. So amalei, he says, Rava, maybe there are three possibilities. The shum shimei ka'amrit. Was he asking about crushed up sesame seeds? Meaning he's asking about the oil that comes from sesame seeds. Ota kurtame ka'amrit. Or is he asking about crushed up kurtame? Some type of spice. I looked it up in the dictionary. Saffron. A saffron flour, which makes some type of sweet smelling spice. If you crush that up. Ota pertsine ka'amrit. Or is it crushed up pertsine, which is a type of grape. You take grape peels and grape seeds and you smush it up to get a little grape flavor. And then you add water to it to create a type of wine type of mixture. Grape type of mixture, even though it's not really wine. So Ravina said, is he asking about any of these? So ad hachi vahachi aske Rava ladaite. Meanwhile, once he was saying, did he mean this? Did he mean that? Rava remembered. He says, oh, Amarlei chasholta by the ka'amrit. He must have been asking me something about something being crushed. Chasholta means something being crushed. Va'atkarta milsa, and you were, and this whole discussion reminded me hadamar Rav Asi, that which Rav Asi once said. Hai tamri shel truma. If somebody has a truma date. And just as background to the next line, usually there is an isser to be ma'abed, to treat improperly and to cause to lose truma. You're not allowed to just throw truma in the garbage. You have to eat truma. You have to use truma, a kohen. You're not allowed to be ma'abed truma. The same thing with, similar, but not exactly, with perishvias. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, or 2 days ago. You're not allowed to throw perishvias out. You're allowed to use it, you're allowed to eat it, etc. So the question is, let's say you have a date of truma. Are you allowed to make mashed dates? So you make like mashed dates. So is that destroying the truma or not? So says Rav Asi, mutter lasos mehen terima. You're allowed to make terima, which means what? That terima is still called dates. You're not destroying it. So Rav says, so now I know the answer to the question. So if you smash it up and terima, so machlokas Rashi Rambam, what that means, it's going to be very important. So if you smash up the terima, so then it is mutter, it's allowed to do that in truma. But for asr lasam in shechar, but you can't make beer, you can't smush it up totally, that it's like turns into a liquid. So that's above and beyond what is allowed. So that's what Rava answers to him, that you're allowed to make terima. The hilchasa, halacha lamaisa, tamri v'abdenu terima, if you make dates into terima, mevarchen elavei bari pri ha'etz. The bracha is still ha'etz, but as the Gemara just explained, it's still called dates, it's not called something else, it hasn't changed its status enough, and therefore you would still say bari pri ha'etz. My taima, b'milsayu kaimi kidemei ikara, it's still considered in its original form. Period. So the big discussion on this line is applesauce. What bracha do you make on applesauce? So mashed potatoes or mashed potatoes. Okay. So mashed potatoes, l'chora, generally it's PC. It's PC. It's not processed. The ones from the flakes, I would probably say shahako, because that's totally changed. It was mishtana, and you say shahako on that. But if it's regular mashed potatoes, so l'chora the pieces are always visible. What about applesauce? So applesauce. So let's say Rashi the Rambam. According to the Rambam says even if it's terima, even if it's totally pulverized, you make a ha'ace. And you look at the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, svardim, they would probably almost always make ha'ace on applesauce. But the Ramah paskins like seems to paskin like a Truma Sadeshin, which is based on Rashi, and that is terima means crushed up and not totally pulverized and smashed. So the chiluk would be processed versus unprocessed. My mother makes applesauce at home, so that applesauce always has some pieces in it. So that would be ha'etz, according to Ashkenazim. That's what we paskin. If it's totally processed, you buy applesauce in a store, and it's very, very smooth, and you can't really tell it's applesauce, right? It's very smooth, so then you'd make a shahako. Even though the Ramah says, even though you should probably, very interesting Ramah, even though you should probably make a ha'etz, because that's the ikker, because, you know, you could tell it's applesauce, but still make a shahako. So again, if it's not processed, if it's made at home, you should almost definitely make a ha'etz. If it's processed and very smooth, and you can't tell it's very no pieces at all, then you would make a shahako based on this Gemara, because that's more than terima, according to Rashi. Because as long as it's still a solid, let's say, it's not shechar, as long as it's still a solid, it's still considered b'mosayo kaimi. There is another element that Rosh Shlomo Zalman talks about, and that is, what if everybody knows, let's say if it's totally pulverized, but everybody knows what it is. Part of the issue of pulverization is that because it loses its shame, and that it totally doesn't look like the original thing, so that gets a new bracha, shahakol, instead of the original bracha. But what if everybody knows what this is? So, what do you say in that case? And his discussion is about chocolates. Generally, if I would have done a poll here 10 seconds ago, what bracha do you make on chocolate? I think most of us say shahakol. Yeah, we'll say shahakol on a bar of chocolate when we eat it, when we used to eat it. That's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about raisinettes. What bracha do you make on raisinettes? So eights in the middle, shahakol on the outside. But Rav Moshe assumes they make a shahakol on chocolate. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that is the minhag ha'olam, but he wonders about it. Because he says chocolate comes from chocolate beans, and therefore he says maybe you should make a ha'etz on it. Because even though it was totally ground up, everybody knows that this is chocolate. Everybody knows it came from chocolate beans. So therefore, maybe you should say that it's been milsayu kaimi. So he writes in the Mincha Shlomo, he says he thinks, maker adin, you should probably make a ha'etz on chocolate. But he says the Minhag Olam is not Tus. He tries to defend the Minhag Olam. But he thinks Meikar Adin, you should make Koha Eitz. But Ramoshe is talking about Raisinets. But he just says, so is it Shehakol or Ha'etz? So the assumption is that the chocolate itself is going to be Shehakol.
But if you think of it, the fruit of the chocolate is chocolate because you don't eat
food with
chocolate.
Correct. So Cesar Shlomo Zalman, that's exactly the point. Because you don't eat this raw, you only eat it in this state, so this should be its Iker, and therefore you should make a Ha'etz on it. If it changed from its ikker, so then in the chinami you make a shahakol. But this is the ikker. Nobody eats raw chocolate beans. Exactly. That helps him.
It's the same coffee.
Okay, that's already a liquid. So we said once something's a liquid, then it like beer, then it will be shahakol. Once it's a liquid, chocolate at least is a solid. Does it still have apple pieces in it?
Yeah, but the whole time, apples still have like apples.
Right, but if it has pieces in it, I would still say ha'etz. If it's totally processed, totally smooth, and it has other stuff, then I'm not sure. Then you'd be, okay. Next.
If you say it's unchocolate by mistake, you don't have to go back.
Right, I would say you don't have to go back. I would say you don't have to go back. Okay, because you remember the shir, you remember, it's early in the morning, I remember something about ha'etz and chocolate. Okay, I'll say ha'etz. Okay. Shasisa, next. Again, all these Gemaras, again, it's amazing. The past 2,000 years, the Yesodos of the Halacha are here. We just have to apply them to our Metzias, our realities. But the Yesodos of the Halacha have been here for 2,000 years. Shasisa, what is Shasisa? So Rashi explains it's some type of flour and the kernels that are burned in the oven. Another type of mixture. What do you say? Rav Amar Shakon Yebedro, Ushual Amar Burani Mizonas. Rav says he says shahakol, Shmuel says he says mizonos. Some are because of a little pligi, really there's no machlokas between them. Haba ava haba racha. It depends if it was a thick mixture that you made or a thin one, a very loose one. Ava wa achila avdila. People used to make a thick shasisa to eat, so that would be mizonos. Racha la refuaka avdila. A racha, a loose one, people used to make for medicine, and therefore that would be a shahakol. Masa Rav Yosef, one second. Rav Yosef says, you're telling me that people used to make it for medicine? People used to make shasisa for medicine, but we learned in Masechta Shabbos, v'shavin shavochasanas hashasas b'shabbos, we learned that you're allowed to stir shasisa. You're allowed to make shasisa on Shabbos. V'shosin zeisam ha-mitzri, and you're allowed to drink this other thing. So says Rav Yosef, if you're allowed to make this stuff on Shabbos, v'isak another refuah kabachavein, refuah b'shabbos mishari, if it's really medicine, are you allowed to make it on Shabbos? We learned. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So what are they making medicine on Shabbos? So unless you're in a chol she'en bo sakana, fine. They're both allowed to take medicine. But anybody else, right, the lower levels of cholim, you can't take medicine. So Rav Yosef says, how could you say, this is a side question, it's not about the ikar din, but it's just saying, how could you say they made the thin one l'refua? It says you can make it on Shabbos. So it must be it's not l'refua. So I'm like, Abaya, what are you talking about? Otizbra? You're going to say it's not logical? You're going to say it's not, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos? What's not? We learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Kol ha'ochlin ochel adam l'refua b'Shabbos v'chol ha'mashkin shoseh. We know that if something has the status of food and liquid, then even if you're drinking it or eating it l'refua, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's called machal b'riyim. And anything that's called food, then you're allowed to take on Shabbos. Even if you're taking it, I hate chicken soup, but I'm going to take the chicken soup because I have a cold. It's mutter. Even though I usually wouldn't do it. Why? Because it's called Machabriyim. So says Rav Yosef, says Abaya, so you're going to say, that's the pshat of Shasisa. Ela Maizach ala Meimar, Gavra la'achiloka machabin. What's the pshat? That really the outsider would say he's eating it to eat, not for medicine. So achanami gavra la'achiloka machabin. There's no problem. So yes, he can make it l'refua. And you would say shahakul on it because it's loose. But you still allowed to make it on Shabbos because it's called food. Lishnachrina, or same similar lashon. People are going to say he's putting it in his mouth to eat, and the refuah comes b'meila. Fine. Discussion in the Akron and what exactly the differences between these two memers. Not for now, but that's the same basic idea. Fine. Vitzricha de Rav. I need the statement of Rav. In other words, even though I know that you're allowed to make this on Shabbos, I still need the statement of Rav that you say shahakol on this when you make it loose. If I would have only had the statement in Shabbos, I would have thought, fine, you could do it on Shabbos. Because you, it looks like, it can look like that you're doing it to eat. But I might have thought that since if you're making it for refua, it doesn't get a bracha at all. No, the chiddush of Rav is that you still make a bracha, like we had earlier on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, when medicine has a taste, when you get hana'a to the palate, other than the hana'a of the refua saguf, you would make a bracha on that, and that is what Rav is coming to teach me. Okay, two dots. Sha'ala pasu ober hamotzi. Another quote from the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. On bread, you say hamotzi lechem in aretz. Tana rabbanan. Mahu omer. What exactly is the bracha that you're supposed to say on bread? First opinion is hamotzi lechem in aretz. The one who takes out bread from the ground. Reb Nechemya omer, motzi lechem in aretz. Take out the hay. Just motzi, not hamotzi. Amar Rava. What's this machlokas about? Motzi kuli amalo pligi da afik mashma. Rava says everybody agrees that the word motzi can refer to past tense, can mean who took us out, who took it out. Dichziv kel motzi ami Mitzrayim. Hashem who took them out from Mitzrayim. So therefore, motzi lechem in aretz, took out the bread from the ground. That would be good enough for everybody because motzi means past. That's what we're saying when we make the bracha. Blessed are you who took out this bread. So it's past tense. Ki pligi bahamotzi. But the machlokas is about the word hamotzi. What does that mean? Rabbanan savri, what we hold, hamotzi dafik mashma. Rabbanan say that hamotzi is also means the past. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, hamotzi luchamay mitzra chalamish. Hashem took water out from the rock for you. Reb Nechemya savri, no, hamotzi demafik mashma. Reb Nechemya says, no, that hamotzi refers to the future. Shine emar. Hashem says to the Am Yisrael, through Moshe, Hamotzi Yeschem Mitachas Avos Mitzrayim. I am going to take you out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, you see, Hamotzi is future tense. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that in the bracha. When you say Hamotzi Lachem in Aretz, you're thanking Hashem for the bread that He took out. So that's what Rabbi Nechemya says. You can't say Hamotzi. V'Rabbanan. So what about the Rabbanan? What do they do with that pasuk? Hamotzi is future. They need Hamotzi to be past. So Hahu Hachi Ka'amr Lukutcha Brichul Yisrael. No, you have to know what that pasuk is talking about. That pasuk also means past. Hashem is telling Am Yisrael the following: Kadma Fikna Lachu. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, Avidna Lachu Milsa. I will do things for you, Gihecha Diaditu, so that you will know at that time to Anahu Da'afikas Yaschemim Mitzrayim that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So he's saying a statement that will occur in the future, and in the future it'll be past tense. At that time you will know that I was the one who took you out. So therefore, even though the statement is being said before he takes him out, but it still refers to past. So machlokes, motzi or hamotzi, fine. Mishtabchen, a related story. Mishtabchen le Rabbanan le Rav Zeira, es bar Rav Zvid, achua d'Rav Shimon bar Rav Zvid. To Adam Gadol Hu. The Rabbanan were praising in front of Rav Zeira that this great person was a big talmid chacham, ubachi v'brachasu. And he is an expert on hilchos brachas. Unbelievable. So Amar Lahem, Rav Zeira says, look, Shevi lechem have you liyati. Next time he comes, you want to bring him over? I want to schmooze with him a little bit. Zimnachad ikla lagabe. So fine, one time he came. Afukale rifta. So they brought him out of bread. Pasach v'yamar, motzi lechem in aretz. V'amar motzi. Omar, I'm sorry, he said motzi. He said not hamotzi, but he said motzi. Omar, zehu shomer l'avadam gadol hu baki v'brachasu. This guy's so great. He said motzi. Bish l'moy yamar hamotzi had. He said hamotzi. So then that would be a sign of greatness. Ashmina time of Ashmina hilchasa. Gerabanan. Then I would have known. He would have shown, given me like a good tom. He would have said hamotzi. So I would have known he held that hamotzi is past. Ashmina hilchasa gerabanan. He would have told me a chiddush. That looks like the rabanan. Elamai damar motzi. My kamashalan. So he knows that everybody's staring at him. He knows that everybody wants to see, oh, this guy's a bucking brachas. And he says motzi. So that's that he's backing away from the challenge. He doesn't teach me anything. Everybody says motzi is okay. So what about, wasn't he a baki in brachas? He was also a baki. V'yu da'aved la'afuki nafshi mi'plugta. He said motzi, he didn't want to get involved in the plugta. So I thought that maybe this is, he was a chacham, right? A chacham never gets involved in machlokas. Right? That's a sign of a chacham. Not just to teach people, but he runs from machlokas. Motzi nafshi mi'plugta. So that's the story. But v'hilchaza, what do we paskin? Ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. We, of course, paskin, we say ha'motzi, like the Rabbanan, the Kaimel Karabbanan, the Amri, the Afik Mashma, because we say it's Mashma past tense. Ha'motzi. Sorry? So that's, we are not motzi mi machlokas. Because motzi is good according to everybody. Motzi is good according to everybody. Hamotzi is the machlokas. So by saying motzi, he wanted to make everybody happy. Hamotzi is the one that's b'machlokas shenuya, so that's why he we say Hamotzi. Look at Tosfos on top. Tosfos quotes Vilchasa Hamotzi, and then Va'afapisha b'motzi to kol yamalo pligid the afik mashba. So why don't we say motzi? Why do we say Hamotzi? So Tosfos says because there's Yerushalmi that explains the reason k'deishal la'arif ha'osios, because then you'd have two letters next to each other like in Shema. If you say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Motzi Lechem in Haaretz, so you have two mems next to each other. We'd rather not have that if we don't need to. We'd rather have Hamotzi so we'd be able to enunciate every letter. But then Tosva says, what about the next two words? Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, right? Doesn't solve the problem. You just solve this one. Tosva says, but that's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Masmiya Chasel Behema Ve'isav La'avodas Adam Lohotzi Lechem in Haaretz. So we want to quote the pasuk, but if we don't have to, we don't want to have two letters next to each other that are the same. So we're going to say Hamotzi, even though we're going to say Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. But we should, Shulchan Aruch says, you should pause. When you say on Friday night, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you should pause. But then Tosfos says, let me just finish this. V'Alkein, look at the last two lines of Tosfos. Yesh Levtsoa B'Shtei Yadav Be'eser Etzbaos Ad Yud Tevos K'neged Yud Tevos Shebe Mikrazu. When you make Hamotzi, you're supposed to hold the two chalas. You're not supposed to hold the knife when you make a bracha. You're supposed to hold the two chalas in your 10 fingers. To be keneged, this pasuk of that Lahosi Lechem in Aretz has 10 words in it. So al pi Kabbalah, to hold the chalas keneged with your 10 fingers when you say Hamotzi. So I'm like, okay, very nice. Nice Tosfos. You know, probably maybe it's quoted in some Achron somewhere. It's not much quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Shulchan Aruch not only quotes this. The Shulchan, listen to the Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't believe it. Shows how many Shulchan Aruchs I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Zayin Dalet, Yitin Shtel Yadav Al Pas Mishas Abracha. You should put your two hands, all 10 figures should be holding the bread. So usually the Shulchan Aruch just tells you what to do. But listen to this. He says, Sheyesh Bahen Eser Atzbos, because it has 10 fingers. Your hands have 10 fingers. Kineged Eser Mitzvos Atzlios Bapas. Kineged the 10 mitzvos that you have to do with bread. And that is, Losachrish Peshar Bachamar, Kilayim, Leket, Shecha, Peah, Bikurim, Truma, Maizu, Azjeni, Chala. 10 mitzvos you do with bread. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Lakach yesh esher teves bebrechas hamotzi. And there are 10 words in the brecha of hamotzi. V'yeser teves bepasuk matzmiyach chasul behema. What Tosfos says. 10 words in that pasuk. V'yeser teves bepasuk eni kol elecha yisaveru. Where we talk about Hashem satiating everybody. V'yeser teves bepasuk eretz chita v'saora. V'yeser teves bepasuk v'yitam lecha. Shulchan Aruch, this is so uncharacteristic. He gives 6 reasons why he's supposed to hold the bread with 10 fingers. I don't know. That's very interesting. But anyway, so maybe at least we should try to do it. That if the Shulchan Aruch gives 5 reasons for it, and he says to do it, this Tosfos is one of the reasons. That we make, when we hold the chalas, we should hold, and when it's Lecha Mishnah, we should hold both chalas, and say, hold it with 10 fingers, and say Hamotzi. Yeah.
If we want the bracha in past tense, every bracha we say Borei, Borah.
But this is, we say Hamotzi is somewhat past, so I assume that those also, or maybe it says Gemara, I don't remember, those are also the Afik Mashma. We'll have to, when we get up to them, those will be the next Mishnayos, we'll have to talk about it. Okay, 2 dots. Va'al hayirakos omer on vegetables. So you remember the beginning of the Mishnah, the Laman Hay, the vegetables. The Mishnah said we say bori pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda held no. You have to be more specific. Bori minei deshaim, different types of growths from the ground. So Rabbi Yehuda argued. So the Gemara says ketani yirakos dumya depast. If you look back in the Mishnah, it talks about bread, and the very next line talks about vegetables. So the Gemara says, maybe there's a comparison between bread and vegetables. Ma pas shenishtana al yedei ha'or. Just like pas, you say hamotzi, even though you baked it, and it was processed. Af yirakos nami shenishtana al yedei ha'or. So too vegetables, even though they were changed on through a fire, which we'll get to, how do you change vegetables through a fire, but maybe, even though they were changed, you would still say ha'adama on them, just like bread. Amar Avnai Mishmei Dabaya, what is this teaching me? Zos Omeres, Shlakos, Mavarech Analein Bor Pri Hadama. Shlakos are cooked vegetables. You also say Ha'adama on. Now, we've been speaking about what do you do with fruit and change fruit and this and that, right? All things that are processed. But says the Gemara, by the comparison to bread in the Mishnah, it must be that if you eat a carrot from the soup, if you eat cooked zucchini, any type of cooked vegetable, you still say ha'adama. Because it's compared to pas, that even though it's been through a process, you say ha'adama. Darsh of Chista, that's what the next 20 lines are going to be about, this issue. Darsh of Chista Mishum Rabbeinu. Umanu Rav. Rav Chista gave a shiur quoting a Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Rav. Shlokos Mavarchan Alein Bari Pri Adama. You say ha'adama on cooked vegetables. V'rabbe Oseino Yardin Meretz Yisrael. But the great rabbis who came from Israel. Umanu Ula Mishrei Rabbi Yochanan. Who was it? Ula, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Shlokos Mavarchan Alein Shachon Yabidvaro. He had this shita from Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who said, no, you say shahakol, once they're cooked. Va'ani omer, and says, Reb Chista, I'll make shalom between them. Kol shetchilaso bori priha adama shloko shakol niya bivaro. The kol shetchilaso shakol niya bivaro shloko bori priha adama. He says, I know, maybe there's no machlokas. Anything that you originally say bori priha adama on, which means it's able to be eaten raw. Carrots, some people eat raw. Other lettuce, people eat raw. So anything that you say ha'adama on when it's raw, so then if you change it and cook it, which the Rishonim assume, make it worse, so then you say shahakol. But anything that you would say shahakol on if you eat it raw, for example, something really inedible that you're eating raw, so then maybe when you cook it and you make it edible, so then you'd say ha'adama. So that is the statement of Rav Chisda. For example, potatoes. Nobody eats raw potatoes, right? So maybe if you eat a raw potato, you make a shahakol. But if you eat a cooked potato, because it's not in its... Remember what we said two daf ago. When do you say a specific bracha? When it's in its natural state and it's edible, and when it's in its ultimate state. But if it's not edible and it's not in its ultimate state, then you would say a shahakol. Bishlamo kol, so then we say one second. Bishlamo kol shetchilaso. What are examples of this, Rav Chisda? Bishlamo kol shetchilaso shakol niya bivaro shakol bei pri adama. I understand, I can think of vegetables that you can't eat raw, so you would say shahakol on them naturally. But when you cook them, you say hadama. Mishkachas lo, but karba besilka v'kra. By these vegetables, karba is cabbage, silk is beets, kra is gourd, some type of melon. So those are examples that you say shahakol then hadama. But if something starts off as hadama, meaning it's edible, so when does it change to shahakol? When does it become less edible? So no, there are examples of that too. Amar v'nachman bar Yitzchak mishkachazla, but tumi v'karsi. Tumi is garlic and karsi is leek. One of the hiratzons on Rosh Hashanah. Shiyichrusu sonenu. It's with karsi is with leek. So there are examples of that as well. Tosfos here points out, what if something is good to eat cooked and raw? So what bracha do you make? Right? So Tosfos says, so l'chori you'd say on both of those the specific bracha. If something is good cooked and is good raw, then you'd say the specific bracha on both of them. Okay, continuing. Other shitas about this discussion of cooked vegetables. Darsh Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Shmuel. So Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel. Beforehand we had Rav. Shlach was mevarchan aleihem bar priyadama v'chadeira yodem eretz Yisrael Umanu Ulo b'shei der b'yochanan amr shlach was mevarchan aleihem shakonim b'dvaro. So I say hadama. I have this message from Eretz Yisrael that says shahakol, v'ani omer, so the last time we said, and I say I'll make shalom between them. But this opinion said, no, it's a machlokas. The machlokas shenuya, I think it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, 2 weeks before, 2.5 weeks before Pesach, we're talking about Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya, it says in the Brais Imsachim, Yotzin, you could be Yotze, your mitzvah of matzah. This following two lines of Gemara is the source for the whole issue of Gebrux. Maybe we'll have a share on it on Pesach. Yotzin, berukik hasharui, you could use matzah that was soaked, shari was soaked in order to be yotzi your mitzvah, ubimevushal, and also matzah that was cooked, shalo nimoach, as long as the matzahs haven't fallen apart. We'll talk a little bit about this on Shabbos when we talk about what you're supposed to have for shalosh shudas. That's what we're up to in the Shabbos afternoon shir. But we're going to talk about soaking matzah, cooking matzah, ubimevushal, shalo nimoach, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says even if matzah is cooked, still, you could be yotzei your mitzvah. For Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Yotzei b'rakika sharui, fine. If it was soaked, you could be yotzei. Avalo b'vavushal, ava b'shaloni moach. But if it's cooked, even though it still hasn't fallen apart, you still can't use it for matzah, because it sounds like, from Rabbi Yossi, once it's cooked, it loses its shame lechem. It's not called matzah anymore. So, suggest this opinion in the Gemara. Just like there's a machlokes by matzah, whether you could be yotzei your mitzvah matzah with cooked matzah or not, so it must be the same achlokas is by vegetables. Does cooked vegetables lose its shame vegetable, and therefore you'd say shahakol or hadama? So isn't it a parallel machlokas whether you can still say hamotzi on a cooked matzah, whether you can still say hadama on cooked vegetables? So Gemara says no. Veloi, the kuli al mishlokas v'varchan alei bar pri hadama. No, everybody agrees by vegetables. Even cooked vegetables, you say hadama. But there's a special machlokas over there. So therefore, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, even though it's cooked, you could be Yossi the mitzvah. Aye, what about Rabbi Yossi? V'yad kala kama Rabbi Yossi hasam. Why does Rabbi Yossi there say that cooked matzah is no good? Ela mishum de be'inon tam matzah v'leka. No, because there's a kiyum to have the taste of matzah. The taste of matzah is part of the ma'isa mitzvah. And if you cook it, says Rabbi Yossi, you lose that tam. It's called matzah. You'd still maybe even make a hamotzi. Maybe. It's unclear. But you for sure can't be yotzi your mitzvah, because for the mitzvah of matzah, you need the taste of matzah, and that's lost by cooking. Aval hacha, aval apilu Rabbi Yossi mode. But over here, we would say that even Rabbi Yossi would agree that cooked vegetables still get a ha'adam. Dama. Interesting discussion in some of the Achronim. There's a Mishnah. I think we might talk a little bit about this Shabbos Hagadol. There's a Mishnah. There's a Chazal in Pesachim that says Boa Matzah Yotza. Somebody stuffs matzah down your mouth. Your Yotze. Stuffs it down your mouth. So what do you mean? You don't taste it, right? But it says you need tam matzah. If somebody stuffs matzah down your mouth, you don't even taste it. So then it says your Yotze. What do you mean? Don't you need tam matzah? So I saw just a nice thought in the Sharm Sharon Bahalacha, Rabbi Bruan, on this Gemara. He said, no, the difference is the matzah has to be ra'ui. The chesa of matzah has to be capable of giving tam. That's what our Gemara says. It can't be cooked. But lemaisa, as long as it's the type of matzah that can give taste, matzah taste, so then even if you eat it in a way which doesn't give the taste, still it's going to be, you're going to be yotzi your mitzvah. So all this Gemara is saying is not like that dafka you have to get the taste, but that the matzah has to be a chefza, has to be an object that can give the taste. So that's how you could put the two different Gemaras together. Okay. Amr b'chibar abba Amr b'yochanan. Let's finish up this vegetable gemara. Shlachas b'varchan aleim bar piyad dama. Reb Binyamin bar yefetz Amr b'yochanan. Shlachas b'varchan aleim shakal b'dvarim. So we have two statements from two different people in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying hadama, uncooked vegetables. Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying shahakol. So Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak kaba ulo l'shabishte k'Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says that Ula didn't hear it from Rabbi Yochanan. Ula earlier, who quoted that you have to say a shahakol, he must have heard it from Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes. Because Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have said shahakol. Because we have another opinion that says Rabbi Yochanan says hadama. So it must be that Ula wouldn't have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan this. It must be he heard it from the messenger, from the other person, and the other guy got it wrong. Tai bar Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira even wonders. How could we even compare those two people giving the reports in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? They're not in the same league. Reb Chiya bar Abba dayig v'gamer shmeitzim Reb Yochanan rabbi. Reb Chiya bar Abba was a Talmud Muvuk. Rabbi Abba always repeated exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, wonderful rabbi, but he wasn't on the level of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He didn't always repeat exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. But oh, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba called Tlas and Yomim Mahad Talmudei, Kami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Unbelievable! Every 30 days he used to chaser his Talmud. What does that mean? Tosa says it doesn't mean he chasered Kol Torah Kula every 30 days. It means he chasered everything he learned in the past 30 days every 30 days. That's what Tosa says here. Right? So that's why the Chazar programs for every 30 days. That's why there's a Dirshu, a Kolib now. They're giving tests on the Dafyomi every 30 blot. Last Sunday was the first test on the Dafyomi, different test centers. DRS was a test center. But it's every 30 blot, so maybe it's based on this Tosos. Tosos says every 30 days you got a Chazar. It doesn't say, though, that on that 31st day that you have to go further, that you have to prepare another Dafyomi Shir for the next day. Maybe they took a day off. But anyway, Tosas says you have to chazer every 30 days. So that's a second. Rabbi Yamar Yefes lo mahader. He did chazer every 30 days. Oh, Barmidein. Forget the different personalities. We have a brisa that heard to misa the shalki leshiva zimne b'kdeira, but after lebikinu achzuda. Not a brisa, a story. We have this bean that was soaked, that was cooked 7 times, and they ate it for dessert. Kinu achzuda. Asa v'shalu Rabbi Yochanan, v'armi luhum v'rachan alei b'rim n'ei pi adama. And he's, Rabbi Yochanan said to make adama on this. So you see, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. V'odam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and another story, ani re'isis Rabbi Yochanan sh'ocha zayis moliach, I saw Rabbi Yochanan who ate a salted olive, and Tosas and Rashi both point out here that salting in Hilchas Kashrus, in Hilchas Yoredeya, we have the principle of moliach kuroseach. Something that is salted has the status of something that is cooked. So that's, the Gemara is working with that comparison. So he ate a salted olive, ubarach alei tchila vasof, and I didn't hear what he said, but he said a bracha before and after he ate that olive. So if we say that cooked vegetables require a hadama, cooked something. Now we're talking about olives, which are fruits. But if you say cooked things require a specific bracha, so then I understand what he said. Then he said al ha'etz. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that cooking loses its shame vegetable or shame fruit, so then Bishlam b'tzchilim avarech alav shakoni bevaros. I know what he said before, and he said shahako el basof mine bevarech. But what did he say at the end? So we say, what's the problem? Dilma burin nefashos rabbis chazar nakal mashabori. He said burin nefashos like we had yesterday. Period. So again, this last proof is thrown out, but from the other four proofs, we see that even Rabbi Yochanan would say that you say ha'adama on shlakos. And that generally, of course, what we paskin, that even on cooked vegetables, as long as they still look like cooked vegetables, even if you have a vegetable soup, but if you have pieces of vegetables in it, you'd make ha'adama on the vegetables. maybe even if you don't have pieces and it's just vegetable soup, as Hashem will see tomorrow. No, well, it depends on vegetable soup. We'll talk about tomorrow. Might be only one bracha because that's the yikar. One more minute. Mazir of Yitzchak bar Shmuel. Yirakos sha'adam yotzi ben yochavasa b'pesach. Yirakos adam yotzi b'hen yidei chavasa b'pesach. Yotzi b'hen u b'kelach shalahen. Vegetables, this is the Mishnah Psachim. Vegetables that you can use for maror on Pesach night, you could use the vegetable and even its stalk. Right, by the romaine lettuce, we in the shear, we use the stalk also. We have to measure out those leaves, so we don't only use the leaves, we also use the stalk in the shear. Avalokavushin, but you can't use pickled vegetables. Below shlukin, and you can't use cooked vegetables. Below muvushal, and another type of cooking. So asks the Gemara. Same question. Why can't you use cooked vegetables for maror? If we're saying that cooked vegetables retain the status of vegetables, so then why can't you use cooked vegetables for maror? So Gemara says, similar to what we just said above. Shiny awesome. No! There, really, cooked vegetables are still called vegetables. But that's a special reason. To be inon tam maror veleka. Because, no, you need the tam of maror. If it's cooking, takes out the time of maror. It has to be bitter. And because it has to be bitter, so that's why cooking ruins it. But still, you'd say ha'adama on it. So this is somewhat different, though, just to note, than the tam matzah that we had earlier. Because that same Gemara that says, if somebody stuffs matzah down your mouth, you're yotzei. It says, if somebody stuffs maror down your mouth, you're not yotzei. So obviously, by maror, you not only have to have the object can taste bitter, but it mamish has to taste bitter to you. But she'enkein, by matzah, it must mean just the chefza has to be roi to taste as matzah, even though you don't actually have to taste the matzah. Okay, that's it. We'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was l'refuah shalema, Tzvi Asher ben Gila. Amen. Amen.